coming up on All Access. It's a Christmas special. Ho, ho, ho. See, I just want a big tree. I mean, I got my axe. I'm ready to cut. I'm ready to chop something down, Paul Bunyan style.
We're praying on Sunday night. Everybody's watching. We got what it takes. Let's show the world today. Hey, we got to be perfect, all right?
Brady, handoff, Woodhead left. Touchdown. Pats have come all the way back.
I don't think it's about records. We lost to a team that lost 9 straight games, so I don't think that means anything.
What I think that made Justin very successful in high school is just the willingness to learn. I just knew from that senior year that he was going to be an outstanding player.
Actually, I get more nervous for his fights than my own football game.
Do you really?
I do.
Seven-game winning streak is over, and with it, New England no longer controls its own destiny for seeding in the postseason. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton, and happy holidays to all those Patriots fans out there. The good news is the Patriots' spot in the playoffs has been wrapped up, but their road to New Orleans likely got more difficult with the loss. We'll examine the possibilities during the show. First, let's look back at the sights and sounds from the loss to the 49ers.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
Let's go, baby. We're playing on Sunday night. Everybody's watching. Pass on three. 1, 2, 3. Pass. We got what it takes. Let's show the world today.
Here's our week of physical labor. Show what we got.
Let's go. Win on three. 1, 2, 3. Win.
Let's go, fellas. Let's go.
Hand off to the left, who literally is going to be stuffed for a loss. Snap to Brady, it's incomplete. He got hit from the backside by Alden Smith.
3 series into this game. We haven't done anything, right? That's obvious, all right?
Hey, we got to be perfect, all right?
It's got to start by individual, everybody doing their job as good as you can do it.
Let's go, we got to fight. That's what this game's about.
Everybody's pressing to start relaxing and doing just play the game. Play the game.
Ready to hand off to Woodhead. Shoots it up the middle. Inside the 20. Down to the 15-yard line goes the Mighty Mike. Ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good.
So we caught up to him to a degree. All right, now we just got to keep going and try to punch one in here.
Kaepernick loses the football. It's on the ground. Picked up by Gore. It's going to run into the end zone for a touchdown. Kaepernick back to pass. Fires up the field. It is caught for a touchdown.
Let's go. 1 at a time.
First and goal to go, Patriots.
Go, Danny. Go, Danny.
And off to Woodhead again. He's going to race it down and in for a touchdown.
He's in.
Quarterback sneak Brady, and he is in! Touchdown!
2-score game with a lot of time left. Honestly, I think they're having a hard time stopping.
Keep working the edge on here.
Okay.
Right. Here's the rush, takes out of the pocket. Going to be hit and sacked. Rob Ninkovic and Justin Francis. Brady, handoff, Woodhead left. Touchdown! Pats have come all the way back. Kaepernick fires left. It is caught. Breaking a tackle at the 30. And it is into the end zone. Touchdown. What a crazy game this has been.
Let's go. We got a long way to go here. Keep going. Hey, we had 3 3 and outs now. We had 1 play. Let's go. Let's go.
Keep fighting, baby. Keep fighting.
Going to have to make a perfect pass. It is incomplete. Over the hands of a leaping Danny Woodhead, and San Francisco will take over.
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach now. Coach Belichick joins me. And, Coach, real quick on the 49ers game. 31-3 at one point. Was that one of the strangest games you've been a part of in some time? Fumbled snaps, turnovers, looking at everything that transpired in that game, the weather, and the way your team came back.
Yeah, it was kind of unusual the way it unfolded. But, I mean, that's the National Football League, and you get games like that from time to time. So just have to be able to adjust to the circumstances of the game and play it out.
Silly question here. I'm sure you'll look at it as a silly one. Is there ever a time where a loss could be considered, you know, where you could take some good things out of it? Obviously, you want to go into every game winning it. But sometimes when you win games, some mistakes that are made during the games, I've been in some of those meetings where you kind of sit back and you watch the tape. Maybe you don't pay as much attention to some of the mistakes as you would in a loss. Fair to say maybe with a loss you have their undivided attention just a little bit more?
Well, I think if you can learn from your mistakes in the loss, that it could eventually be a positive thing. But I think you could also learn from those same mistakes if you win. But sometimes it can work out that way. So it's never the way you want it, but it is what it is. So we'll take it and try to make the best of it.
All right, there's two regular season games left. You guys have sealed up the division a couple weeks ago. As a staff, do you put time in or do you have them look at certain possibilities, whether, you know, playing for the bye, or, you know, seeding chances? Do you ever plan ahead as far as playoff seedings go?
Well, not at this point, no. There's still a million possibilities, and there's a lot of things that are out of our control. So right now we're really trying to focus on trying to get our team to perform better against Jacksonville from a coaching standpoint, from a playing standpoint. Just everything that we do, we want to try to improve on it and take it to a higher level. That's what we try to do every week. So hopefully we can do that against the Jaguars. I think we need to.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will rejoin me later in the show, and we talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Coming up on All Access.
Later, Bill Belichick explains why the Jaguars game won't be a trap for the Patriots on the Belistrator.
They've got, like I said, very good firepower on offense.
Rush on Wilson, going to be sacked. That is a great defensive play again by Chandler Jones.
You're never doing as good as, you know, people say you're doing. You're never doing as bad as people say you're doing.
Going to take a minute to tell you awesome fans, happy holidays and Merry Christmas from the New England Patriots. Go Pats.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
As a person who has lived his professional life in New England and a father of three, the heartbreaking news of this unfathomable tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut hits close to home.
In this time of grief, our thoughts and prayers are with those affected by the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut.
It's a tragedy that has touched everyone in this country, but certainly has hit close to home here with it taking place in New England. In addition, the Kraft family has made a sizable donation to the community. Moving on to football, the Patriots need to put last week's loss behind them. A visit to the 2-12 Jacksonville Jaguars should give them every opportunity to do so. With more, here's Dan Roach.
And with two games left, the Pats go to 10-4, now face the possibility of having to play in the first round of the playoffs.
Despite rallying from a 31-3 third-quarter deficit, the Patriots fell to the 49ers Sunday night at Gillette Stadium, a loss that saw their seven-game winning streak snap, and a loss that still stung come Monday.
How long does a loss sit with you personally?
Just today. I'll be mad today.
Anytime you come off a loss, I think you're anxious and your urgency goes up just to go out there and practice hard, and you can't wait to get back on the field and play again on Sunday.
We got a ball game, Gil. Somebody's getting nervous.
Coming back from 28 points against one of the top teams in the NFL was an impressive feat. And one would imagine says a lot about what kind of chemistry this Patriots team has. But not so fast, says number 12.
We'll see. This is when it matters most. It's, there's important games like this, that you see how tough you are to put things behind you and to move forward. So You know, there's evaluation and self-evaluation, and the coach gives you evaluation, and you try to use it in practice this week to be better and to be as most prepared as you could possibly be, so, you know, you don't go out and lose again.
And it starts Sunday in Jacksonville with a team that the Pats aren't overlooking despite the Jaguars' 2-12 record.
They play hard, I'll tell you that. There's nobody on that team that's, you know, not playing and giving everything they got.
The Pats hope to have an important player back this week as well, as tight end Rob Gronkowski appears close to returning from a broken forearm.
His attitude and his enthusiasm every day is great for our team. And, hopefully he gets back out there soon.
Now, as far as how consistent this Patriots offense has been over the years, well, think about this. Bill Belichick is the first coach in NFL history to lead a team to three straight years of averaging 30 points per game. And that 30-point-per-game average will stand this season, even if the Patriots don't score a single point in their final two games. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roach, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriots defensive end Chandler Jones. And Chandler, first of all, what a year you've had so far. And has it been what you expected?
It hasn't at the same time.
What do you mean by that?
I take it a week at a time, you know. Mm-hmm. You take it actually a day at a time. You go in with a different game plan every week, and you just let those days stack.
What have you learned so far? You start out this season on fire. They couldn't stop you. What have you learned so far as the season's gone along?
Just to stay level-headed, you know, mm-hmm. when you're playing good or when you're not playing as good. You know, you're never doing as good as, you know, people say you're doing. You're never doing as bad as people say you're doing. As far as what I learned, you know, going back to just the basics, you know, watching film, you know, getting in there in the film room with guys like Vince Wilfork and Rob Ninkovich, and they just teach you so much off of the field.
How have those guys helped you?
To become more of a student of the game, to mm-hmm. be honest with you, you know. There'll be situations where Rob or Vince will be like, hey, Chandler, you know, when you take that step, take it more wider, or take it more narrow, and it helps you a lot. It gives you the edge on the offense or the defender that you're going against.
Tell me about your family, if you will, because you come from a very unique family. First of all, your brother, mm-hmm. Arthur, plays for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, my brother Arthur, actually, he's having an actual phenomenal season. He recorded his first sack in 3 years, actually, being in the NFL. Actually, he has five right now, so he's catching up to me.
Yeah.
But he's doing well for the Ravens. And my other brother, John, he's the champion of the world at 205. And he's a
UFC
phenom.
Fighter.
UFC fighter.
All right, who's the craziest of the bunch?
I would say John. John is the craziest. And the reason because of that is because, you know, being in the octagon, you know, fighting for, you know, 5 minutes a round, you know, I wouldn't want to do that. The average person wouldn't want to do that.
You think your job is tough. Mm-hmm. Think about what he has to go through.
Yeah, I feel like it's really tough, actually. I get more nervous for his fights than my own football game.
Do you really?
I do.
Why is that?
I do. You know, because in that sport, you know, anything goes.
Right.
You know, arms break, you know, shins break, you know, and it's illegal. So, you know, that's a tough sport, and I think it's pretty crazy.
You got Jacksonville next. Mm-hmm. As I understand, that's your favorite team growing up. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why is the Jacksonville Jaguars?
That's funny that you remember that. Since I was a kid, you know, Coach Jack Del Rio and just their colors, you know, me being a kid, seeing the turquoise and black, I was like, you know, that's a great team. I love that team. So it's going to be pretty fun actually playing against them.
You mean, hold on, you love the Jacksonville Jaguars because of the uniforms?
Because of the uniforms. You know, I started liking them at the age of probably 10. I was 10 years old.
That.
Since then.
You caught the fever.
Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
All right, and now you're facing them.
Yep, that's correct.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you.
Yep.
And you've been a great addition to the Patriots.
Thank you.
Chandler Jones, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Do you know where to get your Patriots gear this holiday season? The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need for the Pats fan on your holiday list. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more. The Patriots Pro Shop, located at Patriot Place, is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
I'll never forget the Christmas that I got my first bicycle. And I'd have to say that goes down as one of my favorite holidays. But Happy holidays. Looking forward to the time spent with family and friends. Don't forget to cherish these moments. Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody has a happy new year.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting fact. Defensive tackle Kyle Love's the third Patriot to become a proud papa this season, joining Aaron Hernandez and Tom Brady, both of whose significant others gave birth to little girls. Love and his wife welcomed a baby boy to their family last week. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
Today's no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI, Teddy Bruschi's choice for life insurance. Visit SBLI.com for a free quote.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The coach rejoins me now. Two games left, and let's talk about Jacksonville. They don't have a lot to pound their chest about because of the record and the situation they're in, but when you flip on that tape and you show your team the Jacksonville film, what are some of the things that stand out for you?
Well, they've got a very explosive group of offensive players. Mercedes Lewis, a tight end. Cecil Shorts, Blackman, the receivers. And, of course, they got a good group of running backs with Jones, Drew, and Jennings, and Owens. I mean, whoever they have in there, all the backs are good. Chad Henne has done a good job for them. And he certainly played well against us in the past. You know, they played very competitively the last few weeks. So I don't think it's about records. You know, we lost to a team that lost 9 straight games, so I don't think that means anything. What matters is just the competition on Sunday, and that's what we're up against.
All right, Maurice Jones-Drew, we've already mentioned him being explosive. He's missed 8 straight games with the foot. Reports are out there that he's testing the foot. Have you called Santa yet and asked for maybe one more gift, having missed 9 straight games?
Well, we can't control any of those things. All we can do is, do what we can do, and that's try to play well, regardless of who they put out there on the field, and do our job and do it as well as we possibly can. So we'll be ready for everybody, and whoever plays, and hopefully we can do a good job against that group of players.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from at Arjuna Ram Gopal. Believe it or not, I got that right. Wants to know, okay, after this game, you're going to wake up Christmas morning. There's going to be that one gift under the tree, and it says Bill Belichick's name on it. You open it up, and you have one coach that you could spend a day with. Who would it be, why, and what would you do with that coach?
Paul Brown.
Paul Brown. Quick, you had it right away. Why Paul Brown?
Oh, I think he's the best. He's the best. He's done more for professional football than probably any other person that's ever been involved with pro football, as far as I'm concerned. What he's done for the game and just his approach to it, and he's really developed the game pretty much to what we have now. Very close, and of course a lot of his disciples have been great influences on the game as well. So I'd love to spend another day with Paul Brown. I had an opportunity to spend a few with him when I was very little and didn't really know probably the right questions to ask or anything, but it was fun to be around him and observe him. But I would love to spend a day with Paul Brown.
All right, Coach, great answer right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you've got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. We're going to be back later in the show with the Belistrator. You've already talked about the offense, a lot of firepower we're going to look at.
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. Don't move a muscle. Stay right tuned. More of All Access right after this, and then the Belistrator.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Justin Francis's path to the NFL.
I've never had a linebacker of that size, that magnitude, can run like him from sideline to sideline and can really put some licks on people.
Plus, we get ready for the holidays with Patriots defensive end Rob Ninkovich.
Christmas to me, I'm always super excited. It's just the best season of the year.
This is Steve Gregory, and to all the Patriot fans out there, I'm wishing you a happy holiday.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Well, I have a couple favorite holiday memories. The first, when I was a child, my dad got me my first set of golf clubs, and it was always, that was the one thing my dad and I always did together was golf, and it was really a bonding experience for the two of us. So to finally have my own set, I washed them every time after I used them, I took the toothbrush to the grooves. I treated those things like they were gold. So that was the first one. The second one would be last year's Christmas with my two boys. And there's nothing better than that as a parent, to have your children there with you. And this year we have a third baby, so I'm looking forward to this Christmas and sharing a beautiful holiday with my family.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, the Pats running backs have put the ball on the ground a couple times in the past. So, do we stick them on the sideline, on the bench, until we get more confidence in them? Or do we give them a pass since we're this far in the season? Guys?
This isn't Pop Warner where you pat the kid on the helmet and send him back out after he fumbles. This is playoff time. Stephen Ridley has shown he has a problem. We've got Brandon Bolden on the bench. We've got Danny Woodhead. If he fumbles again, he's out.
If that running back's name is Stephen Ridley, then he certainly gets a second chance. Too much has been invested starting in the spring to build a complementary running game, and Ridley has responded with a 1,000-yard season, double-digit touchdowns. He is a complementary aspect of this offense that could help in a Super Bowl. So fumbles or not, you have to live and die with Stephen Ridley.
All right, unfortunately, the guys are going to have to ride the pine until the coaches have more confidence in them. Now remember, these guys hold the hopes and dreams of the entire organization in the palm of their hands. So you got to take care of it, and you can't put it on the ground. All right, I'm Christian Fourier. We'll see you next week for Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
Tis the season for making merry, with plenty of holiday parties, gift-giving, and decorating. With that in mind, we went shopping for a tree with defensive end Rob Ninkovich and his new bride, Paige.
It's Christmas tree time. Let's get ourselves a tree. You know, the Christmas tree to me just really means that it's Christmas time and Santa's coming to town. Growing up, we'd always go to a Christmas tree farm and cut down our own Christmas tree. I'm gonna really try and continue to keep that tradition going.
All right, let's find it.
Let's see if we can find one.
Maybe over here.
These are like Wes Welkers, you know? Julian Edelman's, it's tiny. Christmas to me, I'm always super excited. You know, it's just the best season of the year. We're surrounded by little woodheads. Look at
Christmas, obviously without like our families and friends, it's a little bit different, but being here with him, we try and do what we can to like keep the Christmas spirit going.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, those are pretty.
See, I just want a big tree. I mean, I got my axe. I'm ready to cut. I'm ready to chop something down, Paul Bunyan style.
Me too.
Every year, I go out and find a fresh tree. You know, we usually like the little bit bigger tree. You always want to fill up the room as much as you can, so you just can really load it up with lights, and she can decorate it. Usually, I'm not the one that's decorating the tree every year. How about this one?
It's too tall.
We could put it in the backyard.
Really?
She's a big stickler on shape, so it's all about the way it looks and the shape and the fullness. And, you know, I'm just looking for whatever she wants me to cut down, because I'm just trying to make her happy. And, you know, anything that I think looks the best, she might say, I don't know about that. So, you know, we're going to go out here and we'll see. We'll see what she thinks. I'll get a ladder. I'll borrow a ladder.
I don't think so. This isn't the one.
Yes, master. I can always remember growing up, my mom would always make kolachkis, which are little Croatian cookies. I think I've already had like 40, and I just got them like 2 days ago. So Christmas is just the best time of year. Your family's always pretty good as far as making big dinners for Christmas. And they have this thing in the South, it's called oyster dressing.
Oyster dressing is basically like a stuffing with oysters in it. It's really good, really tasty. Obviously, you have to like oysters.
And probably have to be from New Orleans to ever hear anything like oyster dressing and think that it's good.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to find something in this. Like, there's tons of trees.
How about this one?
Oh, I think I see one back there.
Well, let's keep looking.
How about this one?
Whatever, Rob.
Oh, man.
In New Orleans, right around the Christmas time, you go downtown, there's a street called Fulton Street, and they have a huge Christmas tree decorated with lights, and every 15 or 20 minutes, they make it snow. So it's really nice to go down there and get the feeling of, a white Christmas.
All these Christmas trees, I can't find a single one. You know, every year I really look forward to, I know this sounds kind of silly, but my mom would buy me pajamas, Christmas pajamas, and I was always very excited to get my Christmas pajamas on. I just knew that, hey, Santa's coming, Christmas is around the corner. Every year, we do buy Christmas pajamas, so I have the whole outfit, Christmas pajamas, she's got the whole outfit, you know, and it's pretty cute.
How about this Christmas tree?
You like it?
I like it. It's not too tall, not too short. It's pretty cute.
You like it?
I love it.
All right.
One of my favorite holiday memories is going into Manhattan in New York City and seeing the Christmas tree all lit up and ice skating in Rockefeller Center. It's definitely one of the best times of the year, and it's pretty cool down there.
First came to Miramar, he didn't play any high school football. Really, he only had 2 years of high school football and got a full scholarship at the University of Rutgers. What I think that made Justin very successful in high school is just the willingness to learn. Yes, sir, no, sir. Never spoke back, always took constructive criticism. Midway into his junior season, I saw the athleticism that he had. We had him at defensive end, and I converted him to a middle linebacker when he was into his senior year. And I've never had a linebacker at that size, that magnitude, can run like him from sideline to sideline and can really put some licks on people. I just knew from that senior year that he was going to be an outstanding player.
Just buried by Patriot defensive end Justin Francis.
Wasn't for me and his mom and his dad and even his little brother. Well, this our collective talent and talking to him about different things. This is about life. I played in the Big East too at University of West Virginia and I broke my hip and I always made sure that academics came first. You know, the academics then football. You know, and he kept that and ran with it.
Gonna be hit and sacked coming across the line of scrimmage. Justin Francis.
It's a great feeling. To see, you know, one of our products from here in my high school in Broward County playing in the NFL, and that's a lot of kids' dreams. And you know, it's only a 1% chance that a kid from a high school makes it to the NFL. And Justin was one of the ones that got that chance. And he was very discreet and humble about his chance to be able to play in the NFL. And he worked his butt off in camp, and he made that roster.
That was Justin Francis's path to the NFL.
All right, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette Pro Fusion. Jacksonville, Chad Henne and company. That's right, believe it or not, Chad Henne's the quarterback. Okay. He's pretty accurate. Remember week one Miami last year? He could dice you up. I say that because he's an accurate thrower. For what he is, he's pretty accurate. Good, salty veteran. They got a tight end that resembles Gronk, about 6'6", high, big catch radius.
Yeah,
what would you do?
Yeah, not quite as physical as Gronk, but just as effective. I mean, they'll flex him out. They'll attach him. But the one thing I'm worried about is just when he's going downfield, when Mercedes Lewis is going downfield, the height advantage, the discrepancy that he has between the safeties is huge. So getting that high pass, the highest point, if you're a defensive back, don't go for the guy. Go for that ball. Knock it out of his hands. Hit his hands. Anything you can do to make sure that he doesn't come down with the ball, because they're going to throw it to him high. That's the one thing they're saying in their meeting rooms right now.
Absolutely. You remember early in the year, up in Buffalo, Scott Chandler, big, tall guy in the middle. Chung had a problem with their smaller safety, shorter backers. Also, ball security. A couple turnovers with the young backs. Give me some tips on ball
security. You got to keep this ball nice and tight. Because keep your palms around it. Keep it close to your chest. And no matter what, don't think that somebody's not going to try and get the ball away from you. He can't go from under, and you're always running strong, and you're just killing guys like this because nobody's knocking the ball out of your hand. That's my turf segment. Later!
I'm Jackie Britton, and it's time now for our opponent news. This will be a week to test the Patriots' mental toughness, for after playing two of the NFL's iron in consecutive weeks, New England travels to Jacksonville to play the 2-12 Jaguars. The Jags might be playing out the string, but as Tom Brady referenced earlier in the show, they have continued to play hard.
You know, against a great opponent, it's a great test for us. It's a great resiliency where if we put one together and can win this game, shows a lot of people how, you know, we are improving and coming along as a team.
For all the latest up-to-the-minute Patriots news, be sure to check out Brian Lowe and myself every day on Patriots Today. What impresses Coach Belichick the most about the Jaguars? Find out now as it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. Jacksonville, they got some firepower, Coach. What are we looking at?
Well, start right up here on top with Cecil Shorts, number 84. He's really had a breakout year for him. He's got excellent quickness. He catches a lot of deep balls. He also takes plays like this, like he did against Houston, a short pass, breaks a tackle, cuts back here. He's a good open field runner. This guy's really been a productive player for him, and they've got, like I said, very good firepower on offense.
Now that's a quick throw right there. Dangerous, you know. You're out there man-to-man. You could slip it, and then ends up taking it 60 yards.
There we go, okay. Right. This is their tight end, Mercedes Lewis, and he's a big kid, about 6'6", 6'7", 275. And here they run a little play action. Lewis runs the over route, and linebacker's close but not close enough, and he's able to shoot it in there. And you know, this guy's a big receiver. He's a big target, and he runs well after the catch. And you see him bounce all of those tackles and, you know, run over the corner there. So another good guy for Henny to throw to.
Okay.
And then Justin Blackmon. This is Blackmon here in the slot, number 14. He runs a little under route. And, you know, Miami's kind of got some inside coverage here, but, you know, Blackman's able to slide in there. Henny hits him in the seam for about a 4 or 5 yard gain. And then he just turns it on. He's another player that's strong and got good speed. You know, turn a 5 yard pass into a 35 yard run. So, a lot of firepower there on the offensive side of the ball.
So you got two plays right there where look, you're passing guys off zone to zone. It seems like communication is going to be of the utmost importance this week.
Yeah, no question. Good tackling and communication.
All right, Coach. Great stuff. Hey, we were here about a month ago and we were talking about games on Thanksgiving. Here we are, and there you are. You're drawing it up real nice for everybody. I know we're here to play a football game down in Jacksonville, but Merry Christmas to you and all the Patriots fans out there. Go get them.
Thanks,
this week.
Happy holidays.
All right, there's your Belistrator right there, Christmas style. Go get them. We'll see you next week on Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna. And this week on Totally Patriots, Chandler Jones sits down for Pat's Chat and shows us his smooth move.
So I was like, oh, what do I do? So I got up and just started dancing like this. It was so funny.
Ooh, he's got nothing on me, though. Check that out.
Plus, you think you can recognize talent? You think you would make a good scout? We're going to introduce you to one of our professional scouts here at the Pats.
Our goal is to have no stone unturned on a player.
Don't want to miss it. It's this Saturday morning. Join us 10 o'clock on MyTV 38.
Ho, ho, ho! Go Patriots!
The Patriots Charitable Foundation, along with the Vince Wilford Foundation, played Santa Claus.
I want to make a nice outfit out of these two.
Okay. Yeah.
With a shopping spree for 50 area children at the Bass Pro Shops here at Patriot Place.
To be here doing this event, I think, is very special. A bunch of kids come out here, they get to go shop and have fun, and we get to meet them and talk to them, so I had a lot of fun today.
The children were each given a card to purchase winter clothing like jackets and hats. In addition, they also selected a gift to give a loved one.
I remember last year I had someone that the first thing she thought about was getting her grandmother something before we can even start talking about her. So it's special to see these kids have the heart to have, even though they go without and this stuff. It's just amazing.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And coming off that 31-3, I always say 31-3 because that was the dominating score. That tells me more about this Patriots. I'm more convinced now that they got a chance of winning this whole thing simply because of that comeback.
You're not alone, Steve. A lot of people have shared that throughout the week. I've been very interested to see how much people are concentrating on the 28 points they scored, in the third quarter and the fourth quarter as opposed to the 41 they allowed. That's sort of what upset me. I knew the offense was good. I knew Tom Brady wasn't going to quit. I knew all these things going in. I thought the defense was sort of making some strides, and I'm a little disappointed in the performance in a big game.
Well, I guess that just told me they're never out of a football game.
Yeah, but Steve, didn't we sort of know that before? I mean, we saw it earlier this year against the Bills. Yep. I guess it's different because the 49ers are a different level of opponent. I think the thing that stands out to me was the turnovers. I'm with you, Paul. The big plays on defense were disappointing. I mean, they came into the game with 10 turnovers on the year. To come out of the game with 4, that's just so disappointing given what was at stake in the game.
Well, here's the deal now. Not only did they lose the game, they lost control of the bye.
Yeah.
And now that scares you a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, it makes the road a lot harder. Now, I don't think anybody here is going to dismiss the Patriots' chances. I think they're still one of the elite teams in the AFC. I think they still have as good a chance as anybody, maybe a better chance than some of the other teams. But you can't deny the fact that having to play an extra game and then having to go on the road after that game makes it harder. 2-3 with Denver and the Patriots, I think, is an enormous difference. Denver having to play a game and come to Foxborough as opposed to the other way around, that's just fact.
Is it catastrophic?
No.
Is it disappointing? Yes. I think you look back at the recent years, and, I mean, the Giants, a team that the Patriots had trouble with in the Super Bowls, they had to take the long, hard road as well. I think that, to me, is sort of what's been fascinating about the reaction to this 49ers loss. Mild. I mean, usually the Patriots lose a game, and there's a little bit of an uproar here in New England. This one actually surprises me because it's almost like there's an understanding here, like, oh, you know what, it's okay that they lost. And actually, Steve, I'd probably fall on the other side of it, saying, this is really disappointing because they really cost themselves an extra game, most likely, in the playoffs.
Two games left. How the Patriots manage these last two games?
Well, I think you have to work your personnel, and Bill Belichick knows better than anybody here how guys like Brandon Spikes and the entire offensive line, Mankin, Solder, Conley, and Vollmer, they look like they're tearing themselves back up off the turf after every play.
So what are you saying, rest them?
Yeah, I'm not saying that you give them the game off if they're healthy enough to play. I think you go out there, but I think you limit the reps a little bit. Rob Gronkowski is going to be interesting to see if now, you know, that they probably are out of the reach for the bye, you know, certainly don't control their own destiny for it. Maybe you sort of wait a little bit and make sure that is fully healed. I know he practiced a little bit, so we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I think you have to monitor it a little bit.
What happened to players' play?
Well, and I'm a big believer in that, and it goes back to the final game of 2007 when the Giants and Patriots were playing. I thought we saw what that did for the Giants in terms of playing that final game. Obviously, that's a little bit of a different situation than what the Patriots are in. I think the Patriots are going to play and go after it. I don't think we're going to see Ryan Mallett all of a sudden starting a game, but I do think there's an element of managing your roster, Steve, and I do think Belichick's a master manager in terms of knowing which guys to maybe just scale back a little bit on. Maybe not sit him entirely, but sit him a little bit.
And, Steve, the difference is when you have the bye, you can play the 16 games out and then have a week off and then play. When you don't, the rest comes a little bit more in week 17.
It's vital. Let's talk about Jacksonville because they're a team, 2-12, horrible football team, but they still got to play.
Yeah, they do. And You know, there's a couple of wide receivers, to stress the secondary there that have made some big plays. They're not a high-powered offense by any means. They're at the bottom of the league in virtually everything. I look at the Patriots, and they're just so professional. This is the very definition of a trap, a letdown. You know, after you had such an emotional game last week, and then you go on the road to play a team that's 2-12 and has nothing going for it. But they don't fall into those traps. I think they'll put a good effort forward.
I was just calling for prediction time.
Looking at 34-13.
So you're saying blowout?
Yeah, I say.
I'll go 42-14. I think mental challenge as much as a physical challenge for the Patriots, echoing what Paul said. We're talking about the varsity and the junior varsity this week.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully you guys are right.
Thanks.
We shall see. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paparilla, I'm Steve Burton. Merry Christmas, everyone.